This fall, high school students and teachers in the Roaring Fork School District have gone from virtual to in-person learning models. But for some schools, that was just the beginning of some major transitions.
We started the year off virtually, and then the high schools were the last to go back in person. And we started on a Wednesday, made it 3 days, and then had to go virtual again.
This is Matt Wells, a social studies teacher at Roaring Fork High School.
Our situation, we had one teacher who tested positive. Luckily, didn't have a ton of contact with kids, but did have some contact with teachers. It did affect us so much that we had to shut down.
Roaring Fork High School's quarantine of multiple teachers sent the school back into virtual learning in mid-November. But other schools have been able to isolate exposure by grouping students into what is called cohorts, limiting their interactions with other students and the possible spread of COVID-19. Despite these measures, in-person learning has caused discomfort among some teachers.
What I end up having most days in my class is a couple kids on a screen, and then the rest of them in front of me, all masked up and kept ideally 3 to 6 feet apart, but our school's small and that's not always possible. And
this is Nick Forbes, a sixth grade teacher at Riverview Middle School. He claims that while the district began the year by consulting the Garfield County Health Department's COVID-19 dial to make decisions on sending kids back to school, they've since changed their strategy.
And in October, they switched that to, we're going to try to go to in-person and we're going to cohort and we're going to use rigorous protocols, try to contain the virus in cohorts if it does get there and send people home on a more as-needed basis than to keep everyone at home.
School administrators are now trying to set up physical classrooms to be as safe as possible, despite how many cases there are in the community. One Roaring Fork teacher said that students aren't required to get tested if they go home with symptoms. This teacher has chosen to remain anonymous for fear of jeopardizing their career in the district. They said, "Now they're just sending students home and letting them do a 10-day quarantine, and then having them come back to school whether they're tested or not. So the kid could be positive, never get tested, and we'd never know. And so I don't feel that the teachers are being respected." Beyond the feeling of disrespect, some teachers are struggling to feel safe at school. Nick Forbes comments,
"I feel safe when I'm not thinking about it. And then if I'm trying to get there or trying to tell a kid to put his mask on again, and then I don't. But I also would feel safer if I thought our community was doing more on the outside. Like, I think Garfield's pushing for bars to stay open and for small businesses. And I get why, but I don't think that makes it any safer for schools either. I think the community, if we had a united front and we were taking this more seriously as a collective, I would feel also a little bit more safe going into work.
The extra work on top of the stress and uncertainty is taking a toll on teachers, including Matt Wells.
This whole year, even before we went back, has been the most challenging, most frustrating, and honestly demoralizing year of my 20 or so years of teaching. I mean, it's been that hard. And I think we're going to lose a lot of teachers in the short term because of the challenges. The work has easily tripled.
While there is a lot of appreciation for teachers in the Roaring Fork Valley, community pressure is pushing them to their limits.
Some of the comments that have been made at board meetings and in the newspaper about, you know, just whiny teachers, kind of shut up and go teach. You know, as a teacher, to hear that in this, it's just demoralizing. I think it's going to lead to people leaving. You know, I've anecdotally heard stories of multiple teachers who've got letters of resignation sitting in their desk. They've written them. I've never heard people talk about leaving the profession as much.
If teachers qualify for medical exemptions, they can teach for the district's online school.
But you only qualified for that if you had certain pre-existing conditions or certain exceptions, and you maybe were considered a high risk with COVID. I think the other option you had was to quit.
The anonymous teacher featured in the story is thankful for the opportunity to work from home. However, they still feel strongly that the district isn't doing enough to keep teachers safe. They said, and I quote, "I'm not in the classroom because I don't feel that adult safety was put as much of a priority as getting kids back in the classroom." Another concern for teachers is how these COVID protocols are made by the district. Some of the state's recommendations for restaurants and personal gatherings conflict with in-person learning models.
It's strange that at a state level, Governor Polis would say, well, restaurants shouldn't have more than this many people inside. We should limit gatherings to 10 people or less. But then I'm in front of somewhere around the neighborhood of 100 to 120 kids for an extended period of time. it doesn't make sense that this disease wouldn't be able to pass in those settings. It seems to be a bit of a double standard when we're telling the community not to do these things, but we're telling schools to do them.
It was clear that these teachers love being in the classroom with their students, but with COVID-19 cases this high in the Valley, they want to find a compromise. Most teachers in the district are still waiting on the vaccine, so we are still seeing these transitions at the start of the spring semester. On January 11th, RFSD canceled in-person learning for Tuesday, January 12th for Roaring Fork High School due to 4 students exhibiting, quote, concerning symptoms, including nausea, headaches, and vomiting. In-person learning restarted on Wednesday, January 13th, after school staff was given the chance to fully sanitize their classrooms. For KD&K News, I'm Hallie Zander.